Technocracy News and Trends is the authoritative source of information about technocracy on the Internet. I'm Patrick Wood, Editor-in-Chief. Here is the title of this story, The End of Debt by Tokenizing Assets by Patrick Wood. At all levels of society, debt is unsustainable. Everyone knows it. U.S. national debt has crossed $38.9 trillion. Annual deficits run above $1.7 trillion, with no ceiling in sight. The war in Iran is pushing it still higher. Foreign creditors, Sweden, Denmark, India, and dozens of others, are quietly reducing their treasury holdings. The old trick of rolling over debt by issuing new debt is running out of steam. So what is the plan? Not to fix the debt, but to replace the system that created it with something worse, real-world asset tokenization, RWA. In March 2026, BlackRock's CEO declared that the tokenization of all assets is no longer a future vision. It is happening now. Real estate, equities, bonds, all of it moving on to blockchain infrastructure. In January, he called for a single global blockchain to settle all assets worldwide. He flew to Washington on March 11th to make his case directly to the political elites. This is not a pitch. It is a policy rollout. KuCoin analyst Garrett Ginn spelled out the financial logic bluntly. In a de-dollarizing world, Washington cannot continue selling treasuries to cover its obligations. The traditional debt machine is broken. The proposed fix is to tokenize the $68 trillion in U.S. equity markets, use tokenized assets to drive global demand for dollar-backed stablecoins, and use that stablecoin demand to absorb the pressure of collapsing treasury appetite. The debt does not get paid off per se. It gets restructured into a new architecture and hidden inside a technological layer most people will never examine until it is too late to escape. Who is Larry Fink? He is a member of the Trilateral Commission, the organization David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski built in 1973 to replace national sovereignty with coordinated elite transformation of the global economy or a new international economic order. He is co-chairman of the World Economic Forum's International Business Council, the inner circle of the Davos machine that produced the Great Reset and stakeholder capitalism. When Fink speaks, he is not freelancing. He is executing an agenda that has been in development for over 50 years. Repotting is the word Fink uses to move financial assets from their current form into digital wrappers. A repotted plant is still under the gardener's control. Under full tokenization, your home, your savings, your retirement account, and your land all exist as programmable tokens on a blockchain. The rules governing those tokens are written by firms like BlackRock, blessed by captive regulators, and enforced by AI-run algorithms. The SEC and CFTC handed over a joint token taxonomy framework on March 17, 2026, the regulatory green light that was always coming because the people writing the rules and the people deploying the capital are the same network. This is not financial modernization. It is the conversion of a failing debt system into a permission-based asset control grid. The debt is subverted. It becomes the justification for restructuring ownership itself. Every asset tokenized can be frozen, taxed, transferred, or canceled by whoever administers the protocol. That will not be you. The tokenized RWA market hit $19.8 billion in mid-March 2026, an all-time record. RWA protocols now hold more value in DeFi than decentralized exchanges for the first time in history. This is not organic. It is driven by institutional capital deployment, regulatory facilitation, and the coordinated voice of men like Fink, who simultaneously manage $10 trillion in assets, shape federal policy, and sit at the top of the organizations that write the global rules. RWA tokenization is a technological sleight of hand that converts the debt crisis into a pretext for the most comprehensive restructuring of property rights in human history. They will call it innovation. I call it the biggest heist of property and resources in the history of the world. No thanks, Larry. We are not ready to be repotted. References: Zero Hedge, Nash, Thomas, Lang, and Raston. The debt can is getting harder to kick. Zero Hedge, 2026. HTEEPS, www.zerohedge.com. Political, debt. Can Getting Harder Kick? KuCoin, Jin, Garrett. 1011 Insider Whale. U.S. stock tokenization, seen as key debt solution, benefiting ETH and RWA in 2026. KuCoin News, January 24, 2026. https://www.qcoin.com. News. Flash. U.S. Stock tokenization, seen as key debt solution, benefiting ETH and RWA in 2026. Etherealize. LinkedIn. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. We are at the beginning of the tokenization of all assets. Etherealize via LinkedIn, March 10, 2026. http://www.linkedin.com/posts. Etherealize, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. We are at the activity 743757307340034040480 T8G. Earn Park. Tokenized real world assets hit 19.8B. All time record. And why yield seekers should pay attention. Earn Park, March 18, 2026. https://earnpark.com/posts. Tokenized real world assets hit 19.8B all time record. And why yield seekers should pay attention. Reddit. Cryptocurrency. BlackRock's Larry Fink says tokenization needs one blockchain. ARKR's Cryptocurrency, January 24, 2026. https://www.reddit.com/r/cryptocurrency. Comments. 1QLXKRF BlackRock's Larry Fink says tokenization needs one. Please share.